Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions, live from SEC Media Days in Atlanta. I am Billy Embody. With me, of course, is Ben Garrett, part of Rebel Grove here, broadcasting from Digital Drive. And Ben, we're always presented by our friends at Riverland Roofing, of course, powering us here at SEC Media Days. We appreciate Riverland Roofing for sending us here, as well as our friends at College Corner, My Perfect Franchise, helping us out. But where can folks get all their information on Riverland Roofing?
Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Text or call for all your roofing needs. And I'm telling you, thank them for the setup we got here. I mean, we've got the tablecloth with Riverland on it. We've got the Riverland koozies. We've got the Riverland little houses like we got at the Riverland Roofing Studios New Albany branch, you know. But it's been really cool, you know, watching Mark Henry, this world's strongest man. I got to talk to him, which was – it made my day, too. I'm good. You know, I got to talk to my guy, the world's strongest man, one of the WWE Hall of Famer, but he grabs Riverland koozies and stuff like that. So it's been really cool to see people interact with it. And then, of course, the College Corner stuff, these hats and the Realtree stuff. It's been a hit, man, and we're so thankful for everything that they've done to send us here and allow us an opportunity to get swept up, I guess, in day two of Archmania. Is that what's been really the main thing today?
Archmania,
yeah, you know.
And look, there's always a lot of questions around Arch. There's a lot of questions for him around his handicap, of course, Hugh Freeze got some questions. But do you want to set the stage for you guys? We're going to have our interview with Austin Simmons. Good little chat with him. We talked with him on air, off air. Got stories on him at rebelgrove.com, which you can get for $1 for your first week. And look, we've also got your interview with Mark Henry. We're going to drop that one just because it's a fun one to get you guys through the week, of course. And
big Austin Simmons fan, too.
He went like all in on the Austin Simmons hype train.
And you can't blame him either. Everybody would talk to a man. It's a fair enough question, right? Like, they want to know. I'll ask them about, well, Arch is getting swept up in this mania here at SEC Media Day. Tell me about Austin Simmons, who's on essentially a similar, if not identical, career track. What do you think of him? And they go, well, you know what? Yeah, Austin Simmons is that guy, too. And it was really cool to hear Mark Henry, who does tremendous work, actually, not just in the wrestling piece, which he's a Hall of Famer, but covering Texas and speaking on Arch and what he's facing. And Texas, obviously, is the pick. Preseason pick favorite in the SEC for most here at SEC Media Days. I think that Texas is going to come out as the number one or something like that. We'll see where Ole Miss falls. I figure about 6 or 7. But it was really cool to hear, again, a different perspective completely on a player that his reach is only growing more and more and more. And, yeah, I mean, when you got a WWE Hall of Famer talking about you, man, like even though you've only played 2 series really –
you got that dog in you.
Yeah, you got that dog in you, man. It's really cool to see Austin getting his shine, man. And I wouldn't be surprised if Austin, of all these great quarterbacks in the SEC with where things are, there's a lot of unknown in regards to quarterback of the SEC.
Yep.
But if he does hit like a lot of these people around here, not just us in our Ole Miss bubble are talking about, Ole Miss will obviously win a lot of games, contend for the college football playoff, but he'll be in a position to be all SEC and you know, certainly in the conversation for one of the best in the country. But he's got to go out there and do it. But certainly he's passing all other tests right now, including those of competing media who, you know, just see him for what he is a really good player that has the potential to be great.
You know what I am starting to appreciate about Lane Kiffin's ulterior motives around this event? Hugh Freeze gets in here as it's Auburn's that was – Auburn was a part of day two. Texas was, Tennessee was, and then I'm probably forgetting one that was hanging
Auburn,
around as well.
Texas, Tennessee.
I said Tennessee. Auburn, Auburn Texas, Texas Tennessee,
Tennessee, and somebody.
Georgia.
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 Oh, gosh. How'd you forget the Dawgs?
Yeah. Uh-oh. I know. Poor Rusty. At least we pre-recorded that.
Thank goodness we already talked to Rusty, you know, preview those Dawgs.
Yeah, he's a real man.
It's been a loaded day at SEC Media.
And it's also, you know, everybody gets swept up in Greg Sankey on Monday as well, and all the talk around rev share and college football issues and the playoff and all of that. But Lane Kiffin has Hugh Freeze talking about his golf game. And just even, you know, in a joking fashion saying, you know, oh, I shot 66 eight times or whatever he said.
Chris Lowe,
if it's true, you know.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I've seen Freeze play golf. I wouldn't.
He's good. He's obviously committed to a fault. We just talked
about. But that was the storyline that he had to answer
to. He just had to talk about it. And then Arch gets asked about his golf game because of that, too. Which he said he does. Is a 13 handicap, which is, you know, not bad.
No.
Not bad at all.
He's just like us. It makes you feel like, you know what I mean? That's nothing to really brag about necessarily. But Freeze is a legit golfer. It's just, it's a very Lane thing to do to kind of set the stage for Hugh as he's coming in. I actually got the chance to just talk to him briefly, just me and Freeze for a second. It's been a while. We'd been talking and texting over the phone about some other stuff. He's been going through a lot, man. And to see him, it was actually pretty cool. You know, it really was really cool to see him. And he definitely is going through it a little bit, not just with the pressure of being the Auburn head coach, but, you know, personal health stuff. And just wish the absolute best for him, because I really think Hugh Freeze, and this is God's honest truth, because everybody knows I was really hard on him when he was at Ole Miss. I think that man's really doing his best to be the best version of himself everywhere he goes now. And look, the fact that he didn't get defensive and didn't fire back and just really made it more of a lighthearted joke about it, because Lane loves to troll and mess with you. And
Trolling while he's trolling for fish off
exactly.
the back of the boat.
Yeah. Freeze, I think, has handled himself well, and he really seems like he's in a good place. It was really good to see him, because a lot of history there with Ole Miss, obviously, and the things that went on. But, you know, it was nice to see him. And I can tell that he's in a good place, even though health-wise he's got to get some stuff figured out. I thought he equipped himself well. I don't think Auburn necessarily this year is being talked about all that much. I'm a big Jackson Arnold fan and what he can be.
That's watching him in Texas high school football. I've said this a couple times. That year that I saw him as a senior – it was him and Peyton Bowen, and I really thought, in terms of individual performances, they were two of the best, if not the best, that I saw as seniors in high school. And now Peyton Bowen's been good at Oklahoma. I don't know if he's been the five-star that they thought they were getting, although he got thrown in the fire quickly. Same with Jackson Arnold and all those injuries, wide receivers at OU and the scheme and changing coordinators and all that didn't necessarily do him any favors. But, you know, Hugh Freeze made no bones about it. That's his guy.
And he's always needed that. Like, if you go back to his days at Ole Miss, like, one of the most consequential players to ever be added at Ole Miss was Bo Wallace. Now, Bo could have gone to other places, but he wasn't the highly recruited five-star that Jackson Arnold was. Jackson Arnold was a player that Ole Miss desperately wanted coming out of high school, but he was their number one guy on the board for that class for a long time. And now he's at Auburn. It's crazy how the world works in that way. But what really hurt Freeze last year is he didn't have a quarterback. And for him and his offense, if he doesn't have a trigger man handpicked that can do exactly what he wants him to do, it's going to be really tough for him. And I know that he's really excited about Jackson Arnold. We'll see how Jackson responds and what he looks like as an Auburn Tiger. I think Auburn could really, you know, get to that 8-9 win tier if things kind of fall right. But it was interesting to just see all the Ole Miss connected tissue today, if that makes sense. You know, it's Arch is obviously the quarterback
at Texas. Meanwhile, his dad, Cooper, played wide receiver at Ole Miss. His dad, his grandfather, Archie's jersey is downstairs here in the College Football Hall of Fame. In the Ole Miss display case, it's Archie's jersey and Ben Williams, General Ben Williams' jersey. So to see all that connective tissue today and to hear people speak on it, we spoke to Matthew, who covers Texas for Sports Illustrated. He's an Ole Miss grad, and he talked about his still love and appreciation for Ole Miss. Freeze, who, despite everything, he has nothing but positive things to say because that was his school growing up. I mean, it's really neat to see where these people are. Jackson Arnold, a guy that Ole Miss desperately wanted, where these people are and where they're going. Even though Ole Miss isn't here anymore, they're still very much a part of the discussion. It's really cool to see.
Well, and for those wondering, Hugh Freeze, Lane Kiffin, they do have a good relationship from what it seems.
They mess with each other.
Yeah, exactly. They have a running thing that they're messing with each other about with recruiting. And, of course, now the golf games gotten involved and all of that. But, like we talked with Rusty
Winning
Manziel.
Winning cures all, man. Just go win some games, Freeze.
We'll drop our interview with Rusty Manziel at some point over the next week or so. But we talked to them, and he was like, the coach's group chat is just all just ribbing. And the one rule about it is you don't talk the week that you play each other. And then other than that, it's free game. So you want to be on the subgroups of it and things like that. So that's where I think Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss are at with Auburn. It's a friendly kind of, lighthearted type of war going on there with the Tigers. And look, they had their fair share of battles in the recruiting, and they will continue to do that. So that's not done.
No, because Freeze, this is no disrespect at all, but as far as his coaching tree or his coaching pool to pull from, it's still a lot of the Ole Miss connective tissue. Again, like Derek Nix is there and all that kind of stuff. So, of course, Mississippi is going to be big for Auburn. You're going to still see those cross-state battles between Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. But at the end of the day, I think it's more friendly than anything. It's really easy for Lane to mess with Freeze.
It is.
It's so easy for him. But I thought he really handled it well. And that's a change, because there was a time when Freeze was nothing if not defensive. And I think a lot's changed about Hugh Freeze since Ole Miss fans remember him. And I'm not telling them to dismiss their hard feelings, because, look, again, I was one of the hardest ones on him when he was at Ole Miss. I'm just saying that Hugh Freeze is a different person, I think, today than he was when he left Ole Miss. And it was good to talk to him and see him and catch up and to kind of see all of Ole Miss still carrying a lot of the conversation here, even when they're not here anymore. It's a departure from what we're used to, or maybe in past years, in the 2010s, even when Ole Miss was, like we were mentioning yesterday on the show. If you haven't watched it, go check it out. Again, Riverland Roofing has hooked us up. College Corner, y'all have done a tremendous job of setting us up here at the College Football Hall of Fame. But yesterday we were talking about that specifically, about how Ole Miss is used to be a warm-up act for the big X. Ole Miss would be leading into Texas, but you don't see that anymore. Ole Miss is in that upper tier of interest and performance, and that's still carrying on here on day two. So really fun day, man. And I'm telling you, the Mark Henry interview.
Oh, yeah. We're going to leave everybody with that at the end, and we're going to go to the Austin Simmons interview.
Did I fanboy too hard?
No, I thought it was good balance. I thought it was good balance. Okay, but guess what? It has nothing to do with what we do. Like, you fanboy over Mark Henry in an interview.
When that man turned heel on John Cena and faked his retirement, nothing brought me back into wrestling. So that quite literally was a bucket list interview for me. Yeah. And man, his son is an unbelievable wrestler at Oklahoma. That's so funny.
Hilarious.
So funny, because he's a Texas Longhorn, So and he talked about how college football rivalries in the WWE locker room, that's like the thing that drives it. Ted DiBiase Jr., he brought up, who still lives in Mississippi. I mean, it's really cool to see again how far Ole Miss has come in terms of its outreach and as far as how many people and who all
pay attention.
Talking about it.
And a lot of people are paying attention to how Auburn handles, of course, Jackson Arnold and Deuce Knight, who's from Mississippi's five-star quarterback. But a lot more people are focused on how does Austin Simmons step into the role of leading Ole Miss next season at the quarterback position, both in his leadership role at that job, but also got to have the performance on the field.
That's right.
The quarterback makes this offense go. It's not one that, Lane Kiffin has been able to put numerous quarterbacks through it at different stops, and they've all had success, it seems like, in Charlie Weiss Jr. and Joe Judge working with them on the offense now. But, man, you got to have some elite traits and talent, and you see some of that in Austin Simmons now –
We'll find out what it looks like over the course of a full SEC schedule. And we caught up with Austin Simmons to talk more about his journey to preparing to be QB1.
Made fun of me a lot about how bad I am at the new college football game.
We cut some of that out, but it was what? He sat there for like 10 minutes and did
and
it.
It's like Ben.
It felt like probably 20 for you. But
to be honest, I needed to wear it. I needed to hear it. I needed to know that, yes, Ben, you're 40, and of course you're not good at video games anymore.
Yeah.
But even Caden Lee, who says, I don't play video games, was like, dude, I think I could do better than whatever you did against Raymond Collins. But Austin, man, I thought he really handled this like really well.
Yeah, he was very outgoing, very engaging, and just bought into everything that SEC Media Days is, which is at this point a circus. It's great to catch up with the players, but it's gone away from talking about actual position battles, injuries, all those things, which is unfortunate, but hopefully we get back to one day. The interviews with the players and the time we've spent has been the most productive in that sense,
I would say.
From getting to know the teams. And that's something that, as we've done this now for the first time from Digital Drive, we're going to lock in on next year and also bringing on the guests that we've had, because it's been so beneficial to learn about.
He talked to Whit Weeks. Y'all see that coming out soon.
Yeah, that's a fun interview too. He had Ole Miss.
LSU linebacker. Ole Miss wanted him coming out of high school.
Yep. So, look, Ole Miss is hoping that Austin Simmons
– yes –
is the franchise quarterback to follow after Jackson Dart's departure. And, of course, this is a perfect time to remind you to reach out to our friend Andy Ludeke and MyPerfectFranchise.net. Andy Ludeke has been a franchise consultant for decades. His services are free, which means you can give him a call at 404-973-9901 or email him Andy, at MyPerfectFranchise.net. He'll walk you through the franchise process, what franchise opportunities might be right for you, your family, and your time commitments, your financial situation, all of those things. So, again, his services are free. And if you do end up contracting to start up a franchise, whatever that may be, Andy will donate some of the money back to the Grove Collective. So, good situation there. At least worth having a conversation with our friend at Andy Ludeke. We appreciate him supporting us at Talk of Champions and hope you guys enjoy our interview with Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons.
To the voice of Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons, tear apart our own Ben Garrett here, rightfully so, because of his NCAA gameplay. It's poor.
I'm so poor.
But you know, you want to know what's not poor? The buzz around Austin Simmons.
That's right.
So what has this experience been like for you? You know, coming here, you've seen the Ole Miss train take off over the last 4 years, but now you get to be the face of it. That's got to be pretty exciting.
I would definitely say it's a big blessing, you know, being in this position I'm in right now and being selected as one of the three and just like being in some type of environment like this. You know, this is my second time coming to this Hall of Fame. You know, we came here back in 2023 for the Peach Bowl.
That's right.
And really just being around like the rest of these other teams and just like just meeting a whole bunch of people, like building those connections and building those relationships and just sitting down with them, talking to them, having casual conversations.
What's something you've learned from today? You learned anything, or has it just been a lot of just feeding information to
the same questions over and over?
I would definitely say talking like really passes a lot of time. I didn't know it was like 4 o'clock now.
Oh, yeah.
So
4:30, buddy. We're rolling on.
I would have been sad if it was like 1:30 or something like that.
What's the question you've gotten asked the most all day today? Like, what's the one thing just replacing Jackson? I mean, is that the one?
What have you learned from Jackson?
What have you practiced is the answer for that. What do you say? What's your answer to that though? What's like the stock answer for you? What'd you learn from Jackson?
Oh, like it's always been the same one. I just said, preparation.
Yeah.
And like seeing like how like he handled himself, you know, going into the game and just really just seeing like how much time really spent inside the office and just being with Coach Judge, watching film, make sure he could dissect all the information for the defense we're going to play.
Yeah, he's definitely given that answer before, don't you think?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. You've had a long time to prep for that. But, you know, as far as preparing for the week in, week out grind of being the starter, you know, Coach Kiffin talked about, you know, you changed a little bit, you know, probably, you know, as you're understanding that this is now your team. But your day-to-day preparation, what is that like in the film room? Like, how have you grown in the film room over the course of your time in Oxford?
I mean, there's going to be, like, also a major adjustment because, you know, everything's on me now, and basically like I just have to like embrace the role, like let everyone know that I have their back no matter what, and that I'm putting everything on the line each and every play. It's going to be 100%, 10% effort every single play, and basically that I'm going to do whatever it takes to win a ball game. That's it.
Caden was sitting here before you, and he said he's added about 15 pounds, and I've known him a long time. You know him a long time. He does look like he's added a little bit.
He's still low. He's a little boy. That's a little boy right there.
How could he take his game to another level? Because he's a route ninja. He didn't have any drops last year, man. But, like, you know, for him, he's not a finished product. No one is. So where can he really add, do you think?
I mean,
toolbox.
I feel like he's a great overall player.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to find, like, those, like, little, like, tids and bits of his game, like, to really, like, really get better on. But, like, I feel like it should be every athlete's goal to always get better at something, like, they're even good at, you know? Like, I want to become a better overall quarterback, and I feel like Caden's, like, you know, whole vision for him is just to get better overall as well.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Austin was great. Short time awesome. There. Again, we chatted with him for about 10 minutes in local media. We talked with him off air for about another 5-ish minutes. He just was really gracious with his time as they were hitting digital drive left and right.
Subtly really funny too.
Oh, like, yeah,
really funny.
Really was, yes, opened up a lot.
Like, really funny, because I've interviewed him multiple times this summer. You know, he's kind of oversaturated the market with Austin Simmons interviews. It's been anywhere and everywhere, and you know, there was nothing left to ask, I thought. But then he sits down and he could not have been more gracious, more fun, more into it, you know. And again, we connected on how bad I am at college football game. And the funny thing is when we went to do the local media thing afterwards, I was playing the game when he walked in, getting my ass beat. So, you know, I got to show, see, Austin, I am just terrible at this game. But no, he's got it all. Now it's just about going and putting it out there. Now it's just about going out there and doing it. And I want something to be made very, very clear, though. Like, Austin Simmons is what drives this train 100%. But don't sleep on what Trinidad Chambliss can be for this offense, you know, in terms of his running ability. He's made nothing but good impressions, strong impressions, great waves over there at the Manning Center this summer. Really impressive. So it was important that they went and got the pieces that they did, including the Oklahoma State transfer quarterback, who they think can be something down the line for them. Started games last year for Oklahoma State. They have a much better quarterback room and situation now than they did coming out of spring when it was Austin Simmons and really nobody, because Pierce Clarkson, he transferred from Louisville, he didn't last long. Yeah. And then AJ Maddox, had the elbow injury or whatever it was that really sidelined him. So a lot riding on his shoulders, but also Ole Miss does have some depth of options to where if he isn't, you know, living up to it in one particular way, or if he doesn't have the running component, Ole Miss does have reserves now to where they feel like they can keep the ball moving down the field without much trouble. But that kid right there, he's got it all.
Yeah.
It's now just about going out there and putting it on the field.
Yeah, and I think as the schedule shows, at least on paper, it was funny. I was talking with Justin Hokanson, who's on our Auburn site, mm-hmm. and he was talking about the Auburn schedule, and he laid it out for me, and he was like, I don't care how you feel about how Auburn's going to be this year. Here's their schedule.
Uh-oh.
It is – they open up at Baylor, which
tough enough,
like, return their quarterback.
That's a that's a potential losing situation.
That's a potential.
Dave Aranda is desperate.
Yep. They've got to win. And then they go and host Ball State and South Alabama. So, all, you know, you assume they take care of business. But then here's their next three.
Oh, my goodness.
at OU, at A&M in back-to-back weeks, then a bye week, and then they host Georgia. I mean, there's a real world where you're 2-4. There's you know, if Auburn is the team that some people think that there's a chance that they could step up and be in the 2025 season, I mean, obviously it could be better, but that is as difficult as it gets. For Austin Simmons and Ole Miss, they're lucky in the sense because they do open up with a Georgia State. Now, as much as
back-to-back SEC games is a challenge.
Back-to-back SEC games is a challenge. You would hope, if you are an Ole Miss fan, that they go on the road to Kentucky and avenge what happened last year.
Yes. And that
it's not a easy – it's the SEC. You can get beat any week, you know, and all the cliches.
They got beat by a real estate agent at quarterback last year, bro. Yes, like anything
literally a guy
happen.
Who stepped away from football after that. And so they're going to be maybe a little bit more locked in, you would think. But at Kentucky, then Arkansas coming to Ole Miss, then Tulane, who's a good football team, those first 4 weeks for Austin Simmons are very different than what Jackson Arnold, who at least has seasoning – is going to be, but
let me look at your computer.
It's very different.
The first one, Oxford, Mississippi, road game, and it's a revenge game.
Yeah,
it's
you gotta be locked in.
Oxford. Yes. And yes.
You don't leave. Yeah.
LSU's tough. Arkansas could be sneaky tough. Yeah.
Until you hit that LSU game, it's just a totally different discussion on what.
I mean, like Austin Simmons, the flip side.
Yeah, Baylor, you got to play a good defensive coach in Dave Aranda and a team that's going to probably put up some points with Sawyer Robertson. It's just kind of a different vibe, but that's the SEC. You know, Auburn could finish strong the rest of the way. But at that point, who knows?
If they go 2-4, you think they're talking about golf now with our guy Freeze?
No, I think they're sending him golfing.
Yeah. No, I
mean, if they're 2-4,
Even though it's
OU's the only one that you're like, all right, you're kind of in the same situation. You should figure that one out.
That might be a loser loses their head coach kind of game.
Oh.
I could see that.
Auburn, Oklahoma. It might not be at that moment.
Because that is a hinge game for both of those teams. Yeah. I really like Oklahoma this year. I really do. Maybe I'm reading too much into Jake Mateer. Maybe I'm. You know,
John Mateer.
It's okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
A lot of names, a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, a lot of transfers.
But I like Mateer. I think I really do believe he's going to be good in this league. I believe he's going to be work his way into a pretty nice draft position if he can have a good year. And they really added in the margins where I think they strengthened a group that, while last year it was very up and down and kind of chaotic, I think they could be sneaky good.
If OU does not perform this year, Brent Venables – basically starts to become the Chad Morris of the defensive side of the Dabo Sweeney tree.
That is absolutely what it would be. Yes.
No, just be bad offensive coordinator.
Chad's now back at his old high school, isn't he?
No, he was. He's now the passing game coordinator at Texas State for his old quarterback, G.J. Kinney.
Oh.
Well, see, or old analyst.
There was a time when Chad Morris would have popped up on a lot of Ole Miss hot lists for a while.
Would have been like after he beat Houston at SMU.
You know what I'm saying?
That win got Jerry Jones on his side. Woo. And then he buried Arkansas football. literally like shoveling dirt on it.
Poor Sam Pittman, man. I think Arkansas is a team that's very much in the same tier as Oklahoma and Auburn. And that's what's so interesting to me. Like, if I asked you, Bill, all right, looking at the rosters for Oklahoma, Auburn, Ole Miss, and Arkansas, which one
How
do you
are
feel
those grouped together?
Well, I'm just thinking of
No, I know.
But I'm just thinking of like so much
that
change.
That would be my reaction.
So much change, much turnover.
Yep.
You know, Ole Miss isn't dealing with like the head coaching crap that Arkansas and Auburn and Oklahoma are.
Yep.
But if like, just think about this. Ole Miss is in a safer position despite the replacing over 70% of its starting 22.
You feel pretty safe about it.
Yes.
Just because they built the trust.
Lane Kiffin has earned your trust. Lane Kiffin has proven that he can take his formula works. You know, everyone still wants to talk about, we're going to find out if the transfer culture can really work out or not. Like, this is year six for him. He's been going after transfer since he got here. He was going to Canada his first year to go get Tavius Robinson and Dean Leonard. They're both still in the NFL. His formula works. Now, if you want to say
there's a lot of change outside of the coaching staff, so you never know. But
come on.
At this point, 10 wins 3 times the last 4 years.
Like that, the proof is in the
until
in the
proven production. Wrong.
Exactly. So like he's more than earned that trust. You would take Ole Miss's roster and its situation over teams that historically, yeah, we're considered superior to Ole Miss, but yep. It just shows the culture shift and how far Ole Miss has come as a program that they can now have a first-year starting quarterback and be replacing so much, but you're also bringing in the number one wide receiver from Oklahoma State, the number one from Penn State. But Lane Kiffin, yeah, he's really changed Ole Miss into a national contender and a contender that everyone takes seriously, even when in old days they'll go, oh, well, they're replacing this. These days they're just going, yeah, but look at this guy. Look at Austin Simmons. And it's hard not to trust that too because, yeah, we get in a bubble, but to listen to national people and then to listen to Austin talk, again, it's a really good place to start heading into a season. And while last year it was all set up for a college football playoff run, I'm not so sure that this isn't a team also set up for a college football playoff run. Now, I've been asking people around SEC Media Days.
Yeah, this has been your project.
It's been my project all week. I said Circus Sports came out with an over-under for Ole Miss next year of a win total of 8.5. And every person I've talked to so far, and I'm already at like 5 or 6, every one of them have gone over.
Did the state guys go over?
I haven't asked the state guys. What? No, yes. No, Haydad did go over. Brian Haydad from Super Talk, the guy who will tell you his hatred runs deep. And he was like, I don't like it, but yeah, I'm picking over, you know. And that should tell you that this is a different Ole Miss. And you can see it here at SEC Media Days. You can feel it. And it's in the air, and man, football is just around the corner, man. I think JD, our boy JD Pickle over at On Three, put it best. He's like, SEC Media Days is Thanksgiving to college football's Christmas. You know what I mean? This does feel like a celebration of what's to come. And man, I can't wait for Ole Miss fans to get a look at this team and what they're going to be. We're going to have you covered completely all the way through it at RebelGrove.com and affiliate of On Three.
Yeah, we're going to go to our interview with Mark Henry here shortly, just because it was cool to. I sat out that one. Don't watch wrestling. Don't
it's okay.
You know, you want to know the cool thing that I forgot to ask him. I know he's going to be here. Well, I guess he's leaving tomorrow. But
right.
Drake Moreau, former SMU offensive lineman that I know, is in the circuit. He's in the next.
Oh. So Drake NXT.
Yes.
Yeah, you caught it next. So yeah. I know you're not a wrestling fan.
Yeah,
NXT.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't try to be a fan of something I'm not. Like it's not that I don't like it. I just don't watch it.
That's okay.
Yeah, I've got the trash TV locked down for keep my wife happy.
What was really funny is we were talking about his son, who's the decorated wrestler at Oklahoma, and he's like, "Oh yeah, Triple H is already on my butt about when's he going to get into the system?" You know what I mean? Yeah. Put some title on him. But it was funny because I mentioned on the board at Rebel Grove that you know we talked to Mark Henry and this, and buddy, I forgot to ask about his affair with Mae Young, which is a kayfabe thing that happened on wrestling TV. So who's this from? Deuce McCluster 22.
Great username.
I failed you. I'm sorry. But I thought everything else we talked about was really fun. And it was just cool to sit down with him. And somebody that I've been following and been a fan of for a long time. And to just talk to him on a very basic level about the things we both love for him, Texas. And he spoke so highly of Austin Simmons. It was really cool, man. So it was fun.
All right, well, we're going to go to that interview with Mark Henry here just shortly, but do want to remind you guys about our friends at College Corner.
Yes.
All the gear that they sent us here. Look right here, the replica Ole Miss helmet.
Gotten a lot of compliments on that in particular.
That one's been a nice piece we had laid out here, and you know, we won't have either one of us wear it, but not that I would mess up the hair that I don't have.
You
but,
can get these mini helmets at College Corner.
Yeah, those are clean.
Yeah, that Realtree one I particularly love. There's that Realtree hat right there in front of Bill's computer. Man, College Corner, Scott and them, the store is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not just saying that because they sponsored, but like it's a really great spot. They want us to do some live remote stuff from there to bring the fans in. So y'all be on the lookout for that, man. College Corner is going to be a great place, not just to hang out and talk to me and Bill and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but no one wants to do that.
Well, I do. I love you, man. I love you. but you know, for the Ole Miss fan that's really looking for great gear and just good Ole Miss people, man, College Corner is awesome. And I have nothing but great things to say about Scott and them. They've been great to us.
Yeah, hit the link in the description under this episode, whether you're listening on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or the message board, and that'll help us out, get the referral if you buy stuff online. But look, without any further ado, we're going to close out day 2 at SEC Media Days with our interview with Mark Henry. So appreciate
sexual chocolate, Mark Henry.
We appreciate you guys for listening to this edition of Talk of Champions.
powered by our friends at Riverland Roofing.
Billy Landis and my friends, we appreciate y'all, man. This has been so much fun.
Yeah.
It really has. And they just were tremendous in helping us out. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297 for all your roofing needs. It's Riverland Roofing.
Yep. Catch us next time on Talk of Champions. But for now, enjoy this interview with World's Strongest Man, Mark Henry.
Oh, WWE Hall of Famer, Mark Henry.
Catch you next time.
Hey, everybody. Ben Garrett here, live from SEC Media Days. This is WWE Hall of Famer, Mark Henry. For me personally, one of the coolest interviews I'll ever do. I've been doing this about 20 years now, Mark. But, I mean, when I saw him walk in, the first thing I go, oh, my God, that's Mark Henry right then and there. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to join you guys.
Yeah, tell me about your experience at SEC Media Days, man.
Like, you know what? Like this has been a whirlwind, man. I actually was here yesterday, but I got in too late to get my credential.
Uh-oh.
And then I couldn't get in, so I had to go back to the hotel and because I was actually here Sunday for WWE. Mm-hmm. They had the women's Evolution pay-per-view,
yep.
So I did that pay-per-view and was a special guest. That was fun. But the meat of it is to be here for SEC Media Day.
That's right. Your Texas Longhorns are today. Arch Manning, everybody. I mean, Archie is and Eli are both great Ole Miss Rebels. Arch is now the quarterback,
yep,
of Texas. Before I ask you some fanboyish, like, WWE questions, I'm just curious about your Longhorns, man. Like, what do you think about them this year?
You know
a lot
what?
Of preseason love.
Everybody's putting all of the anticipation of the season on Arch.
Mm.
And Arch needs to manage the team this year. And next year, be able to make it his team and go all out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take him about 5 or 6 games as the starting quarterback and everything that comes with that for him to acclimate himself and be who he's going to be at the end of the season. But he's got an accompaniment of running backs now that were injured last year. His star running back, C.J. Baxter, is back. And C.J., 230 pounds, 6'1". Ran a 4.5 40. Like, that's a bruiser. That's who you lean on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Coach Sark would have made different decisions inside the 20 if he'd have had that guy running the ball,
right,
as opposed to having a 205-pound running back last season. So, and believe me, I love the fact that Trey was able to do what he did, and he rushed for 1,000 yards.
Right, yeah.
And him and Jaden Boo, but they were slight. They were wide receiver running backs. C.J. Baxter is a Jerome Bettis bowling ball guy. He's going through you. If your offensive line don't drive block people, he's going to hit them in the back and push them.
Right.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, absolutely. Yeah.
So when you got a weapon like that, I think you lean more into the running game. And you allow that to take the pressure off of Arch.
Jaden Blue is now part of my Dallas Cowboys.
Our Dallas Cowboys.
Which, you hear
that?
Buddy,
ours.
Me and Mark.
We sharing. They ours.
So I'm not gonna lie to you. I got excited when they took him, man. But like Texas again, they're a preseason pick to be one of the SEC contenders this year and all that kind of stuff. And obviously today's a big day for them. But for you, man, what's your day-to-day life like now, right? I mean, because look, you stepped away from it. You're more in a backstage role now with the company and stuff like that. Just what are you – what's all a part of your plate now, man?
I don't work for WWE. I was invited as a guest because three of the girls that I, you know, kind of discovered were in prominent positions, and they wanted me there to support, which I wanted to be there to support them. I have a NIL, not an NIL, but I have a nostalgia deal with WWE so they can use my likeness and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But I don't work for them. I have my own company, All Caribbean Wrestling. If you go on Instagram, it's all the social media, you'll see we're doing really well. But, man, the day-to-day for me is I'm doing radio full-time. I retired in 2018,
right,
and I've been doing radio ever since. And we have our own channel on SiriusXM, Pro Wrestling 24/7, Channel 156.
Oh, I listen to it. You don't have to worry about that.
So, so we're killing there, and I'm 5 days a week on 1300 The Zone, the morning kickoff in Austin, Texas, and we're the flagship station for Texas sports, so, and football. So, you know, that when you say Texas sports, you start with football, and then everything else falls underneath it.
Well, it's really funny because I told a friend of mine, his name's Martin Cross, I'm going to shout him out. We're both nearing 40 now. We've been in this wrestling game for a minute, and we both contend that your fake retirement was still one of our favorite moments we've ever experienced in WWE, bro. Is that what you still get most asked about, or what is the thing people most associate with? That's it.
I mean, like, that was the defining moment in my career. I won multiple world titles, and that retirement speech takes precedence over that. So it's pretty cool. Not to mention, you know, I played iconic characters, you know, being Sex with Chocolate and being in the Nation of Domination. Like,
my personal favorite.
Everything that I did in every era that I was in succeeded. And it was that's a blessing to the guys that I work with and the company that I work for. So I pay homage to you. You can't do it by yourself. You got to have a dance partner. And I was blessed to be able to have some really good ones.
Who are your favorite people to work with?
I mean, Randy Orton, Undertaker, Rey Mysterio, me and Batista had great matches. Big Show, like, you know.
Who inducted you into the Hall of Fame? Big Show did.
Yeah, which is, you know, Show, everybody knows, South Carolina boys, kind of like my brother, you know. Like,
is he a Gamecock like you, a Longhorn? See, he loved
Oh, yeah? But he went to, he was a Shocker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, okay. Like, he reps his school and play basketball for them, so like that's always good. But South Carolina, he's a Gamecock guy.
What's it like in the locker room? Is there a lot of college football rivalries?
Oh, that's the biggest rivalry of everything. Oh, like pro football, people take it or leave it.
Right.
But like college, oh man, we in Georgia right now. AJ Styles, Anderson, like them guys, they love Georgia football, and rep the hats and shirts and stuff. And me and Dusty Rhodes and Dustin Rhodes and Cody Rhodes and Undertaker, like Austin, Texas, Longhorn guys. Right. We got, of course, The Rock and Miami, you know.
Roman and Georgia Tech. Yeah.
And Georgia Tech. Like, so it's everybody takes a lot of pride in the schools that they went to.
And as for you, man, you know, now that you look at the Longhorns and where they, like, how close do you think they are to getting that national championship? Man,
I think this is the year, and they may be in the category of getting a two-peat. Like, I think next year they'll be better than this year because Arch will be the guy then. Like, you know, he's a guy right now. But before you crown him, everybody wants to crown him. I got to see him do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I ain't have the luxury of getting crowned unless I had a title around my waist or I won a trophy. Like, you know, he haven't won yet. And it's hard for me to crown him. I respect this gangster because there's not many guys, 6'5", 225 pounds, almost 230 pounds, that can get speed up to 22.6 miles an hour. Crazy. You know, there's a lot of wide receivers can't run that fast.
No doubt.
There's not very many running backs that can run that fast. And you're going to be hell-bent on finding some defensive guys that can run that fast. So you use it, but you use it sparingly. You don't try to overrun him. He's not Michael Vick. He's not Tim Tebow. But he can play Vince Young. He can play like that if they need him to. And Arch wants to, but Coach Sarkisian's got to say, hey, we're not doing that.
That's right.
Run 6 yards, 8 yards, slide. Live to fight another day. And then let's give our complement of weapons more reason to attack you. Like, he's got to be strategic if he wants to have a long career. You don't want to burn yourself up in college.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't wrap this up asking you specifically about Ole Miss, man. I mean, a lot of new for them. Austin Simmons was here yesterday. Kind of a lot like Arch, man, in his position. He's flashed a little bit. But, like, what do you think about Ole Miss and what they could
potentially
be? Listen, man,
that quarterback is going to be somebody special.
Mm.
Not because of just the physical abilities. I like left-hand quarterbacks, too.
Mm.
But he's brilliant. Like a really, really smart dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's what, 17 or 18, already graduated?
That's right, yeah.
Like, I mean, when you get people that are brilliant, the playbook becomes easy for him. What they're going to have to do with him is to keep him focused, challenge him every week, you know, give him more. Because somebody like him needs that. By the time he's 2 years in, he'll be Arch Manning. He'll be the guy in college football. And so Ole Miss has got the potential to have the elite quarterback, Heisman-type quarterback, his second year in the league starting. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
It's Mark Henry, WWE Hall of Famer. This was a bucket list interview for me. Thank you, my friend. You're welcome, brother. Appreciate you.
And don't beat me up.
us Mississippi people, we pat and we hug, you know. He's like, man,
I'm not a puppy. Don't hit me. I have trauma from my childhood.
Hey, that's the thing. Could you still get back in the square circle if you needed to?
Hell no. Listen, man, my check engine light is on.
Oh,
there is no fuel left in the tank.
No, like, it's the world's strongest man, though. You couldn't get some weight up if you needed to or something?
No.
Nothing?
No. The heaviest thing I lift is a fork. I'm not doing it. I got to have surgery on my back soon.
That's why I got to stop patting. Hey, look, well, you're a legend, and you meant a lot to a lot of people around here, so thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate you, man.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.